So we want God to continue inviting the world through us. So don't stop the work of God. Let's go for it and watch what God can do. Be convinced that God is preparing everyone because He's put eternity in the heart of every man. Start praying for specific people that you know, and then start inviting. Start inviting. Those simple steps will help us with friendship evangelism. And always remember, you won't win your enemies to Christ. You'll only win your friends. So make people your friend.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Yesterday, Pastor Wayne began a message entitled, I Will Go, where he showed us that nearly everyone is waiting and wanting to know God. We just need to spread the seed and then pray for them. Today, Pastor Wayne will take it a step further and show us the importance of inviting them. Here's Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, I Will Go.
But here's something I want you to put down in that bullet, and you got to really catch this one. But when you start to pray for these kinds of people and you meet with them, would you write down, please be authentic? Because there's weird Christians. How many of you have met weird Christians? Raise your hand. Yeah, don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. But there are weird Christians that major on minors. That's just, you know, it's just like this little thing. Well, I don't know. I don't like this or I don't like that. Well, forget that. Well, I don't like what... I was at a wedding one time and we were sitting at these long tables. I invited this one Christian to come with me just as a guest. And he was actually a pastor from an out of town. And I said, well, come, you know. Well, the guy was just guzzling beers right across. And he kept saying to me, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. And yeah, that pastor friend said, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. I'm uncomfortable. I said, why are you uncomfortable? He said, right there. See, that guy's getting drunk. He's getting drunk. I said, so what? I said, he doesn't know the Lord. That's the best thing he knows how to do is drink. Sinners do one thing really good, sin. So don't worry about it. Yeah, well, you're making me uncomfortable. I said, would you look beyond the beer can and see his soul? You're so short-sighted. And we can just get weird. We major on minors and we never can become friends with anybody because we're judging everybody and pinning blame and measuring skid marks. So we can give out citations to everybody. So be really calm because, you know, people will see your weakness. They'll know that you're a Christian, but you don't have to have this such a high standard of living because that's more pride than anything. People know I'm a pastor and I do devotions and I love Jesus, but I'm still weak and I make mistakes, but who cares? So does everybody. And that's exactly what authenticity is. Let's read this next scripture and you'll see what I mean. Go. For indeed, he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of, yeah, what was the focus? Not on our weakness or strength, but on the power of God by which we live. And then read the next sentence. Go. For we also are weak in him, yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. Be authentic. See, because most people can identify with ordinary, real experiences that I struggle, I mess up, but the power of God brought me through. Really? Yep, I did this, this happened here, I struggled with this, but the power of God helped me through. That's what I need. See, they can identify with authentic people. But can I say this? Before you share your faith with them, they have to have related to you and have called you friend. Because listen carefully. You will not win your enemies to Christ. You will only win your friends to Christ. That's why we call it friendship evangelism. You don't hear us call it enemy evangelism. No, it's friendship evangelism. So be authentic and become friends first. Because Jesus was called a friend of sinners. He was called a friend of sinners. Did he endorse them? No. But he knew how to become friends because you win your friends to Christ, not your enemies. Your friends, because they have to trust you a little. I've known this guy. I think he's from Bombay, India, and a wonderful guy. I think he's Hindu, and he teaches yoga classes. And he's been trying to, maybe over a year, maybe 2 years, trying to get me to go to his yoga classes. And so I joke with him, and he sees me doing devotions, and he's, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm reading the Bible, you know, and I'm a pastor."
He said, "Oh, I need to watch my language."
I said, "Oh, whatever, it doesn't bother me." So he keeps trying to get me to this Bikram yoga. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's like they put you in this hot box, and they tie you into a pretzel, and they leave you there till you bake. And so I keep saying, "No, I'm not going to your Bikram yoga." He says, "Yeah, you might come to my Bikram yoga." And I said, "No, you're going to tie me in a pretzel and leave me there for a week or two and feed me through a straw." And he said, "Oh, no, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you if you come to my Bikram yoga. I will take care of you." I said, "Well, you better. You better." Well, we just joke like that. And so he came this last week, and he had this lady on his arm. And I said, "Hey, who's this lady?" He said, "This is my lover." Lover. And so I stood up and I said to the lady, "Thank you for loving him. We've been praying for him for such a long time for someone to love him." And he laughed. "Oh, that is funny. That is funny." So I just had so much fun with him. Well, he was seated there and I was about to go. So I said, "Hey, thank you so much, you know, for your invitation to your classes." And he said,
"You know, I like you. I tell everybody you're my friend."
I said, "Well, good. I'll tell everybody you're my friend too. And just as long as you release me from that pretzel shape that you put me in now."
He said, "Oh, that's what I like about you."
I said, "What?"
He said, "You know, let me tell you what I like about you. You don't come and you don't hit me on the head with God."
I said, "Yeah, I don't. Oh." So he said, "That's what I like about you." I said, "Well, I like you too." So I said to he and his new friend, I said, "Well, have a good day."
And he said, "Let me tell you, what you don't know is I've already come to New Hope 2 times.
But he's a friend of mine, whether he came to New Hope or not, he's a friend. And you have to be able to love people just like they are. Isn't that right? You see, and that's why I say to people, God loves you just like you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. But you become a friend first, because you don't win your enemies to Christ. You only win your friends. Friendship evangelism. And so you have to be understanding the fact that Jesus was called a friend of sinners. He didn't endorse what they were doing or their practices or activities, but he was called a friend of sinners, friend of publicans. And that's why their lives are transformed, because they understood his love. There's, you know, you figure there's about 10,000 in New Hope. What if we all prayed this next 2 weeks for 4 people, just 4 of the people that we know? 4 people. Did you know that the next 2 weeks we will be praying for 40,000 people? 40,000 people will be prayed for, and God answers prayer. Let's do that. Let's get out of the grandstands and let's begin praying. Let's begin sharing our faith, because there's no grandstanders. Let's just say, "Nope, not going to do it." And there, you know, no 007s in Christ. There's just people that shine their light. You don't put a light under a basket or under the bed. There's no secret lights. You put it up there. Reminds me of the pastor that went to this wayward congregant that he'd never seen around. And the guy shows up for church, and the pastor challenges him and says, "Son, you need to get into the army of the Lord. You need to get into God's service." And the young man said, "I am." He said, "Then why," said the pastor, "why do I just see you only on Christmas and Easter?" He said, "Because I'm in the secret service." No secret service. So the first, throw seed far and wide. And just connect people up to the Holy Spirit, because he's just that close to him. Just connect them up. And what they do with it after that, that's not your responsibility. Just connect people up far and wide. Because everyone is waiting for a touch of God. You got to be convinced of that. And then start praying for specific friends that you know. You know, and be authentic as you talk to them. Because the third thing is, would you write down, then invite them. Invite them. Never underestimate the power of one invitation. One invitation can change a person's forever. So pass those out liberally. You remember Simon Peter, Peter the Apostle, the great spokesman of the disciples. Where did his life begin to change? By one invitation. Let's read about it. It's from his brother Andrew. Go. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. He invited him to Jesus, and Peter's life changed immensely. A poll was taken asking people, how did they come to Christ? 79% responded through an invitation of a friend. 79% of all people that have come to Christ is because of an invitation from a friend. Can I encourage you to jump in and liberally give out invitations? Give it out. Let me give you one story of the power of one invitation. His name was Edward Kimball. He was a Sunday school teacher. He invited a young man who was a shoe clerk to come to a little meeting. This young man named Dwight came and he received Christ. This man, Dwight, is known as Dwight L. Moody or D.L. Moody, became one of the greatest evangelists of all time. Later on in his life, because of that one invitation that changed everything in D.L. Moody's life, he was doing a crusade when a man named J. Wilbur Chapman was invited by one of his friends. He received Christ, and then he went out and invited one of his buddies. It was a baseball buddy by the name of Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday came, received Christ, and then started to work with the YMCA. And in those days, the YMCA gave crusades to young men on the street to win them to Christ. Billy Sunday invited a man to speak. His name was Mordecai Ham. Mordecai Ham was speaking, and a young 16-year-old boy was invited by a friend to come. This young 16-year-old boy came. He received Christ. His name was Billy Graham. Billy Graham grew up to be a great evangelist. It was in 1972 that he was speaking in Dallas, Texas, to a bunch of young emerging leaders, and he challenged them to give their life full time to Christ. A young 19-year-old boy was invited to that meeting, and he stood up and said, "Yes, that was me." Since that time, I've been working in the ministry. I went to Hilo in 1984, and I invited one invitation to a man named Alex Pacheco, who was a fisherman. He came and received Christ. He was discipled in the church. We invited nine others, planted nine churches with them. Then in 95 came here, and I began inviting. Don't ever underestimate the power of an invitation. I invited a young man from Terminex to give his life to the ministry. His name was Dave Barr. And then another young man from Seattle was selling entertainment books. I challenged and invited him to be a part of a team and give his life to the ministry. His name was Mike Lewin. And then I invited Mike Palampo. And then I invited a young man that was in a youth group from California to come here and be discipled. And I invited him to be a part of a ministry team. His name was Fernando Castillo. And then a druggie from Papakolea named Dominic Kaihui invited him to give his life to ministry. And he said yes. And in Kaimuki, a young man named Sam Kapu, I invited him. And then Elwin Ahu, Aaron Cordero, Rick Botello, Alex Michelle, and a young man from HMSA, Guy Higashi, who went on to get his doctorate degree, and he's overseeing our Bible colleges, all because of one invitation. And now they're all doing the same. And if you count up collectively our churches in Hawaii here, the New Hope churches, in the last 25 years, over 150,000 people have said yes to Christ. We've planted 124 churches. And collectively, all together, all the New Hope churches around the world in these last 28 years, over 500,000 decisions for Christ have been made. And I ratchet that back all the way to a man named Edward Kimball and his invitation to a man named Dwight L. Moody. And one invitation, one invitation. Do you understand the power of one invitation can change the world? I'm asking you to be a person of invitation as we share our faith. Just start throwing seed. Pray for those that you know and then invite, because it just may be one of those that you invite will change the world. You see, we wouldn't be here as redeemed people if Jesus didn't invite us to follow Him. If God never sent His Son Jesus to the world to invite us to the redemption plan, if God never would not have done that, we would be in trouble. But God sent out invitations, and that's why we're here. Now, if we stop that, what hope does the world have? See, we've got to say, Lord, You started the invitations. When You walked the dusty streets of Jerusalem and handed out invitation to the 12, to the 70, to the 5,000, and the multitude. Now, Your invitation has to continue through here. We can't stop the work of God. We've got to keep it going. But what happens is the church stops the work of God. We've received it, but we don't pass it on. We've got to pass it on. So, Lord, invite, continue Your ministry through us. And when we simply do that with these very simple steps, you'd be surprised what one invitation will do. I bet it will change the world. Let's do that. Let's get out of the grandstands. Let's be people who will invite. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Let's do it. Could we have the ushers come forward? You know what we're going to do is we're going to give you some helps and to invite. There's going to be some buckets that'll come around. And would you pick up two or three of these? These are invitations. And just pick up three, maybe even four or five. Just grab a handful of them. You'll see them coming. And then pass the bucket down. Just grab three or four or five. Put it in your pocket, because these are like seeds that we'll just give out to people. And then also, if you go on to our eNewHope.org website, eNewHope.org, there will be an invitation that's called a viral invitation. You can put in a bunch of people's addresses, email addresses, and it'll just shoot them out this nice invitation that you saw where I'm actually inviting people. So let's send that out. We can send out thousands and thousands of those. I'm just going to take my whole address book and load that baby up and send them out. But just think, if we all did that, wouldn't that be amazing what God can do? So we want God to continue inviting the world through us. So don't stop the work of God. Let's go for it and watch the power of one invitation and watch what God can do. So here it is. Be convinced that God is preparing everyone, because He's put eternity in the heart of every man. Start praying for specific people that you know, and then start inviting. Start inviting. Those simple steps will help us with friendship evangelism. And always remember, you won't win your enemies to Christ. You'll only win your friends. So make people your friend. Okay? Everybody good with that? Good. All right, let's stand together as we conclude. The bucket will still be going, so just keep it being passed down till it gets to the end. Would you bow your heads with me as we close? Father, thank You for Your great love in this place. Thank You for recruiting us into the service of the Lord. That Your invitation that came to us will continue through us. We can't stop the progress or the program of God. So Lord, may You continue Your work through us. We are not a dead end. We are not a cul-de-sac. Let us be a conduit through which Your word will go out. With your heads bowed, if you're here and you say, you know, Wayne, that invitation has to start with me, right? Because if I don't really know what my relationship is with Christ, how am I going to invite people to something that I have not yet experienced? And you're absolutely right. If you're not sure about your relationship with Christ and where you are, I want you to make sure today. You might say, you know, if I died today, I have no idea what my future would hold. I don't know what God would say to me when I stand before Him. Well, I want you to be confident in Christ. If you're here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I need to open my heart to Christ. I want to nail it down that today I received Christ. Then when you raise your hand, what you're saying to heaven, not to me, to heaven, to Christ, is, yes, Lord, I receive your invitation. Let it start with me. Because God, you know there's sins in my life. I need you to wipe clean. Give me a new beginning. Jesus, would you start right with me? And God may, by his Spirit, have been preparing you for today. Because the Holy Spirit's not far from you. And I just want to connect you up. This next step is yours to say yes. So if you're here and you say, I need to receive Jesus Christ, I want to be completely assured that my relationship with Jesus is solid, that I've received forgiveness. So I'm asking you, Lord, right now for forgiveness of sins, and I receive you as my Lord. I want to ensure that in my life and be confident of it. If that's you right now, would you right now raise a hand and you're saying yes to Christ? Okay, yeah, you too, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, on the side. Yeah, God sees those hands. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Yep. The Lord sees those. Good. All right. You can put your hands down. If you're here and you're a Christian, let's all say yes, that we will get out of the grandstands and be those that throw seed out. Can you say amen to that? Let's raise our hand to the Lord and say, yep, I'll do that. Amen. Amen. Good. We'll pray this prayer together. Would you pray it with me out loud, and especially those of you that have said yes to Christ today? Would you repeat this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Christ. I open my heart to receive you as Lord and Savior. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I turn from my sins and I turn to you. And I say this so everyone hears, so you hear me, and the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, that's a prayer of our heart. Thank you for these who said yes. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, welcome these who said yes to Jesus today.
Sing amazing grace, amazing.
heard the conclusion of a message entitled I Will Go by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.